This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Well, fall begins on Friday, so it's a time of the year that we're beginning to put various parts of our yard to bed for the year, and other parts we're fertilizing them and getting them ready for the winter also. So if you have any questions on what you should be doing at this time of the year, or a problem that you had during the year, give us a call. We have some open lines, and the number is toll-free. It's 855-660-4261. You'll talk with Patrick. He'll get you set up, and we'll try and solve that problem for you. So 855-660-4261. Patrick, who's up next? Okay. Dorothy, good morning.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call, Paul.
Yes.
My maple tree in the backyard last summer started to get black spots on the leaves. And this year, it's just horrible. I mean, I've spread to the other trees, and my local nursery man said it's just because we had so much rain here in Lowell, Massachusetts. But is there anything I can do? I mean, I don't want to lose. These are mature maple trees. And
right.
And I've sown three of them now. And it looks like fall already. Half of them are totally off. It looks like October in my backyard.
Okay. The main thing that you have to do is to make sure that you rake all of those leaves away from the trees. Bag them, compost them, but get them away from your trees. The reason is the leaf has spores on it that if you allow the leaves to spend the winter on your grass, the spores and the leaf will dry out. The leaf will get brittle, it will crumble, and the disease spores will just settle on your soil.
Mm-hmm.
In the spring, when it gets wet and warm, they will ripen, they'll become airborne, and then they will reinfect your tree next summer.
Mm-hmm.
So the main thing that's going to help you a great deal is to get all of those leaves as they come down, and as you said, they're beginning to fall now. And we're the same thing here in Maine. We're seeing probably a 10 to 15% or more of the trees beginning to change color, the burning bush changing color, and that's ahead of schedule because of a dry summer and also a dry fall. So when you see that there's quite a few down, rake it, bag them, and get them away from you.
Is there anything else I can do? I mean, I'm just concerned. As I said, one last summer, it was just the one tree on the other side of the yard, and this summer, it's like three of them.
Okay. The other thing that you could do, Dorothy, that would help it a great deal, because the leaves were infected with that powdery mildew or black spot,
right,
they didn't make the amount of food that they normally would produce because the leaf was covered with that white film or the black dots. So it's like having a factory. And instead of running at 100%, it ran at 60 or 70%.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could buy a bag of plant tone or tree tone, this is a granular organic fertilizer. And any tree that's been infected and is slowly dying because it can't make enough food, and it would be very easy to do. You take your husband or one of your kids, give them a crowbar, and you start at the drip line of your tree, which is your tree is like a big umbrella, and where the water comes down on the edges, you would take the crowbar or a pinch bar, and you jam it into the ground, making a hole about 6 inches deep. And you put a half a handful of this tree tone or plant tone fertilizer into the hole.
Mm-hmm.
And what you do is you take a ruler or a yardstick and put it up against the trunk of the tree and see how many inches in diameter the tree
mm-hmm.
trunk is. So let's say the tree is 12 inches.
Mm-hmm.
Then you need 12 pounds of either one of those two foods. And you make a circle all the way around the drip line of the tree. If you have fertilizer left, you move in 3 feet and you make another circle of holes. And if
mm-hmm.
there's
okay.
more, so
and I should do that now before the winter.
Yes. See, if you do it now, the rain that we're going to get is going to start to release the food,
mm-hmm.
and now the tree can take that food and absorb it, put it in the roots, bring it up the trunk of the tree to the branches, and help to stimulate the buds to make them hardier during the winter.
Okay, and that's it. Thank you so much. And then I have just one other tree problem. My dogwood tree in the front, there's been two dead branches on it. Like, I should have gotten to it all summer. Can I prune that? I know you're not supposed to prune till spring, but should I just leave that go till the spring too?
Oh, no. Any time you have a dead branch on the tree, it doesn't matter what the season, get it off.
Okay.
So cut it off.
I will. Thank you. No. So I've listened to you so many years, and you are so helpful. Thank you so much for your...
Thank you, Dorothy.
Now, when you
cut off the branch, cut it at an angle. You don't want to cut it straight. And that way, when it rains, the water will run off of it. So
okay.
if it's a branch that you're going to have a flat top and water could build up on it, you don't want that to happen because it will rot into
okay.
the tree. So cut it at a slight angle.
At an angle. That's a
and
very
that way,
good point. One, I know I won't have a problem because it's at an angle anyway, kind of. You know, it's just
yeah.
And then the other one. Yeah, that's enough. Thank you so much again. I will get to that. And I should do that fertilizing for the trees, the maples, after
yeah.
I get all the leaves off. Or should I do that right away before all the leaves fall?
Oh, I would do it now.
Do it now. Okay.
I would do
okay.
it now. And while you're doing the two maples, you might as well feed that dogwood.
Okay.
Because you've got two branches that have died, and you want to get more energy into that tree. And then next spring, do it again.
Oh, sounds good. I love my trees, and I love your show. Thank you
Thank
so
you.
Much. Thank you.
Bye-bye. You know, Dorothy is right. She loves her trees, and you say, well, who likes trees? Well, a tree will save you so much energy. It will cut your air conditioning in half if it's a tree that's over your house. It will also warm up your house during the winter because the leaves fall, letting the sunlight hit your home, be absorbed into the house, and that will save you on your heating bill. So a tree really helps you a great deal. And if it's a big tree like Dorothy has, it's a real benefit to your property. It will make the resale of your house worth more. Again, and it will cut down on the cooling of your house during the summer, and it will help your house because the leaves fall to let the sunlight in to warm up your house during the winter months. So trees are there for a reason, and Dorothy is right. They're worth a lot more than what you put into it. Okay, Patrick, who's up next? Okay, Margaret, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I have a plant. I guess it's called a rope plant.
A rope plant?
A Hindu rope plant. Have you ever heard of it?
Yeah, Hindu rope plant is a indoor tropical plant.
Okay, how do I take care of that? I have one, and I don't know how to take care of it. It's in a pot now.
Yeah, okay. The other name for it is Hoya, H-O-Y-A.
Okay.
And or Hindu rope. Now, this is a really unique plant, and we're coming up on a break, so don't go away, and I'll try to tell you as much as I can. Hindu rope, or Hoya, should be in a south-facing window during the winter time. So if it's outside now, leave it outside for another week or so. Bring it in and hang it in a south-facing window. After the break, I'll tell you how to take care of it.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. And we're talking with Margaret. Margaret, are you there? Margaret? Okay. Patrick, who's up next?
You have a call from Candy in Milford, Connecticut, and she has a question about her hydrangeas.
Okay. Good morning. How can we help you with your hydrangeas, and what varieties are they? The blue, the pink, or the white?
Paul, I got a problem. It's a limelight hydrangea, and it's located in front of a chain link fence that had a lot of junk vines on it. The people in the back sprayed poison on the vines, and I think what happened is they did it in the wind, and my whole 10-foot limelight is dead. So I have questions about if I dug it out, can I plant something there again? Is the whole soil poisoned? It's a real shame.
Yeah. Yeah, I would I would talk to the neighbor, first of all, and let them know that whoever treated the fence to kill the vines also killed your plant.
Mm-hmm.
And ask them if it was possible to buy you a new plant, because it's dead, and they're responsible for it. The soil is not poisoned.
Oh, good.
Okay, so if they sprayed it, it was probably drifted onto the foliage.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that you can do to determine if it's totally dead, see if the branches are brittle.
Okay.
The other thing that you can do is scratch through the bark.
All right.
So, if the plant is 10 feet tall, go up like halfway with your fingernail, scratch through the bark, and see what the color is. It should be green.
Okay.
If it's brown or black, then it's dead.
All right.
But the weed killer is absorbed directly into the plant. It's taken down to the roots. It kills it, but it's not a product that would poison the soil. They probably use Roundup on it.
I think so. It might have been a windy day, too. I don't see them do it, but all of a sudden I realized it was just, I mean, it's not just going by because of the season. Those cones are just absolutely brittle brown.
Yeah, and I would let them know and, you know, see if they could at least buy you a smaller plant. I mean, they can't replace a 10-footer, but they should be able to replace it since they had it sprayed and it created a problem. But just dig it out, throw it away, and you can replant in the same area.
Oh, that's good. It's not poison. I'm from Milford, Mass., not Milford, Connecticut. And okay. I'm taking the Iceland trip with you.
Oh, good.
Yes, I was the first customer to sign up.
That's great. So I can't wait. I can't wait to meet you.
No, you did. I went to Alaska with you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm from the Milford Garden Club. Greenleaf Garden Club in Milford.
Yes. Well, the trip is totally sold out.
Oh, is it? Oh, that's wonderful.
It's totally sold out. I'm really anxious to go, and my wife and I are really excited. It's something to, it's a place that we've always wanted to go.
Well, you said that in Alaska. We were on that train. I was talking to you, and you said, I really would like to go. Then I said, so would I. Yeah.
Well, when we meet at the airport, come up to me, introduce yourself, and I'll have a big hug for you.
Oh, good. You'll recognize it. Thank you. So I'm glad that the soil, there wasn't poison, that I could replace this with another one.
Yes.
Oh,
thank you.
Good.
Thank you so much. And,
thank you.
And March is coming faster than we think.
Yes. Okay, Paul. I'll be glad to reconnect again.
Thank you. You have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I can't wait. Iceland's going to be a great destination. And to see the northern light, if those of you that are listening and are coming with us, the northern lights are fantastic. I've seen a little bit of it, but hopefully the weather will be good. The skies will be clear, and we'll be able to see the northern lights. And from talking to people that have been, one of the things we're going to do is to go on a boat in the ocean away from the lights, and you'll be able to really see them. And as we travel around the country on the northern side of Iceland, we're going to be staying at a lodge in the middle of nowheres, and the northern lights should be beautiful there. If your garden is limited to containers, then it's time for you to try the Smart Pot. This incredible container is made with landscape fabric, and plants grow better in it than any other product. Better drainage, less heat buildup, better root development, and plants mature faster for earlier flowers and vegetables. Best of all, the Smart Pot does not have to be stored indoors for the winter, and it will last for years. That's the Smart Pot. I love it. The weather has put a lot of stress on our gardens. Tomatoes are slow to grow, and fruit will have a problem to mature properly. If you had black spots on the underside of your tomatoes last year, eliminate them this year with Tomato Maker from Organic Labs. Tomato Maker will keep tomatoes healthy. To keep your garden organic and trouble-free, use Organocide to control insects and diseases in all of your gardens. That's Organocide from Organic Labs.
Heart disease, if on the rise, clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American incontinent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextracts.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If you need some help, don't be shy. Pick up the phone, 855-660-4261. Fall starts on Friday, and it's the time that you should be planting your spring flowering bulbs, your hardy mums. Now, when you buy mums, don't buy them in full bloom. You want the buds just to be cracking a little bit of color. Why let the nursery enjoy the bloom? Buy them tight, plant them in the ground, and that way you can enjoy them an awful lot longer. Now, when you're planting mums, this is one thing you need to do. If you want them to come back next year, knock them out of the pot, take a knife, turn the root ball upside down so that the flatness of the pot is facing you. Take a knife and cut an X about a half an inch deep into the root ball. Then take the plant, set it on the ground, and on the right side and left side, cut into the root ball from the top to the bottom. That's called root pruning. And instead of the roots continuing to grow in a circle, they'll move out into the soil. And by doing that, the chances of that mum coming back next year increases tremendously. So root prune your mums before you plant them. Okay, Patrick, who's up next? Okay. David, good morning. How can we help you out today? Hi, David.
He appears to not be on the line
okay anymore.
Wait. I went to the wrong caller. Okay. David in New Hampshire. Yeah.
David, you there?
No.
Hey, David. No, I guess he isn't there. If you need some help, call us. And hold on to the phone, 855-660-4261. And we'll try and work together. Now, I want you to know about the new line that's out there. Natural Alternative, they're an all-organic, all-natural company. And they've done something that's never been done before. They're taking lime and they're coating it with the product called Protolyzer, which is 60 beneficial microbes. So that if you have a lot of moss on your property, your soil is acidic, give Dee a call at Natural Alternative, and they can ship you the lime with the Protolyzer attached. They also are doing it with grass seed. They've taken a high-quality grass seed, one for sun, one for shade, and they're coating it with the Protolyzer. And that will speed up the germination. It will force the plant to grow a root system a lot faster, by 50% quicker. So give Dee a call on Monday and just measure where you're going to be seeding. And that way she can determine how much seed you'll need, and also for the lime. And they'll ship it right to your home. Her number is 888-546-5941. That's 888-546-5941. And ask for Dee. Patrick, are we ready for with a caller?
Donald in Massachusetts, and he has a question about Sporinga and over-fertilizing.
Okay. Donald, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Yes, hi, good Donald. Morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Thank you for calling, taking my call. It's two questions about wood ash.
Okay.
I've got lilacs, and for the last year or so, I think I've been over-fertilizing them, and they're dying on me.
Okay, what's happening? Is it the whole plant at once or a branch here?
No, there's some offshoots that seem to be living, but about 80%, they're just drying up and turning brown and dying away just like it's fall time, you know, and not getting any nutrients.
Okay.
But a couple of the branches are living.
Okay. It sounds to me like you have a borer that's gotten into your tree and is tunneling through those branches. And as he's tunneling, he's eating and breaking the tubes that go from the roots to the top of the tree. So once he cuts one of these tubes, then water and nutrition can't get up to the top. So what I would do is this, and we were just talking with Ken Kukurowski about a product that Bayer makes called Tree and Shrub. And Tree and Shrub is a systemic insecticide. And you would mix it with water. There's no spraying, which is really great. So let's say you had three branches that come out of that tree. You put a tape measure around it to get the circumference, and you're using 1 ounce per inch of the shrub circumference. So let's say the branches were 2 inches around, times three would be six, so you'd need 6 ounces of the tree and shrub. You put it in a 5-gallon bucket of water, stir it so it's mixed well, and slowly pour it around the tree. The tree will absorb it, and it will go right where these borers are. They'll start to chew on the tree. They'll get a mouthful of it, and it will kill them. And once they're gone, in the spring, you're going to see what's dead. And anything that doesn't leaf out, remove it. And the tree wants to stay alive, so it will produce brand new suckers on the lower part where the borer was not. It will produce suckers at the base of the tree and on the branches that were not killed by the borer. And you'll end up with a shrub, but over the course of 3 or 4 years, a lilac can grow basically a foot a year. So in 3 years, it will grow 3 feet. It'll be a nice big bush, and your plant will come back. But you've got to get that tree and shrub on it now.
Listen, I right next to the lilacs, I have what it looks like a hybrid. It's called Syringa prestatoni.
Syringa is a type
correct,
of...
Correct, and that shows the same symptoms as my lilacs. So do you think this borer is in the Syringa also?
Yep, I definitely would think that it is because it's right next door. And
it's within a few yards.
Yeah, I would treat that tree too. And the time to do it is now so that it has a chance to go from the ground up to the top. And what's neat about this tree and shrub, it's a product that can move up a tree 75 feet tall.
Wow.
So it's a real good product. Just follow the recommendations on that package and then save it. And in the spring, reapply it. And it probably wouldn't hurt to feed those plants now because they've had a tough time during the summer. I would get some plant tone at your local nursery or garden center, or the Dr. Earth tree and shrub fertilizer. And by feeding it now and using the tree and shrub insect control, and then doing it again in the spring, it should help them, and that will keep all of the insects that attack that plant under control.
I've got one other quick question. Hopefully it's regarding wood ash also, and I've been throwing quite a bit of it into my compost pile. Is that going to be okay? And then I actually mix it in the springtime with my acidic loam.
Yeah. See, a 5-gallon bucket of wood ash is equivalent to a 50-pound bag of lime. Now, the difference between lime, which is rock, limestone, and your wood ash is this. Limestone, you need to have microbes and bacteria in the ground to eat the stone and break it apart so that the plants can use it. And your old-fashioned powdered lime, now is the time to apply it because it takes 6 months to work. Your wood ash is already broken down. And a 5-gallon bucket will treat about 1,000 square feet of lawn or garden. And instead of waiting 6 months like the old-fashioned powdered lime, it will give you results in a 4 to 6 week time frame. So it works a lot quicker, and you need less of it. When I lived in Massachusetts, we had a wood stove, and I would burn 2 cords of firewood during the fall and the winter and the early spring. And every Saturday when I cleaned out my wood stove, I would take the bucket full, sprinkle it on my lawn. I had a lot of oaks and a lot of maples. And within a 2-year period, my grass grew incredible and there was no moss. And I use it in the vegetable garden to control the pH, but I would use a soil test first so I knew how much to use. And it produced so much better flowers, vegetables. Your shrubs and your trees will grow quicker. They'll flower more. So don't take the wood ash to the dump or just throw it away. Throw it on your lawn, throw it in your perennial beds, around your shrubs, around your trees, and use it so that you're recycling and it's helping you in the long run.
It's okay to throw too much of it into the compost pile?
Well, I mean, if you throw too much, you're going to lower that pH. And it's going to...
Well, that's kind of what I want, because I've got very acidic soil that I mix it with in the springtime when I start my vegetable garden.
Okay. Well, how much wood ash are you putting into your compost pile?
Well, you know, it's great because I cover my compost pile when it hurts the bugs and all the flies. So whenever there's a big buildup of bugs and flies on my compost pile, I just throw a layer of wood ash over them. You know, it minimizes the flies.
Right. Right.
But it's, I don't know, 20% of my compost pile is wood ash.
And you're mixing that with soil, right?
Right, because I do bucket container vegetable growing.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, as long as it's not pure compost with a lot of wood ash, you should be okay. So if you did like 75% or 50% topsoil and the balance your compost, you should be okay. But to plant in just that, instead of being acidic, it would be on the sweet side.
It'd be
what's called alkaline. But if your garden is growing good, your plants are healthy and dark green.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with Evergard Repellent. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. Evergard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to EvergardRepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. Evergard.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors risk for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Patrick, who's up next? Okay. John, good morning. What's going on with your onions?
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm well. How about yourself, John?
I'm doing quite well. So I had a great year with garlic this year, and I plant my garlic in the fall.
Right.
I come from Connecticut, and some people down there plant their onions in the fall, but nobody up here in Keene area of New Hampshire plants their onions in the fall. Would I be making a mistake to try that this year?
I have never done it in the fall of the year. I don't know if you'll, let's see, so this is the middle of September. You'd have to start them by seed and put in a seedling. I don't know. I mean, you can try it. I would not invest a lot of money, being that this is going to be a test, but it's, I don't know of people who have done it. And you're in a colder climate than in Connecticut. Now, the people that you know down there, were they putting in seedlings of onions?
They were putting in sets, so the little small onions.
Yeah. I don't know where you would find onion sets. You can go on the internet and to like a seed catalog and see if they have any available. But it would have to be...
I think that's how they were getting them.
Yeah. I mean, try it. Try it, John. I mean, I've never done it, and I never even thought of planting onions in the fall of the year. I always planted garlic in the fall,
because I know it takes a longer season to do it, and you have to get the plant established in the ground in the fall so that in the spring it's ready to go to make up for the time difference. If you lived in, like, North Carolina, South, maybe even Virginia, you could plant them in the spring of the year because it gets warmer quicker in the spring, and that additional 3 or 4 or 5 weeks is going to make a big difference in the plant growth.
I see.
But if you can find it, try it.
Okay. I have one other question. So up here now, garden shops are selling trees, fruit trees, at a discount. Is it safe to plant fruit trees, or do I stand a chance of losing them over the winter because they haven't established yet?
If they're in a plastic pot or they're in a nice and tight root ball with some burlap around it, it shouldn't be a problem. Fall is for planting, and it will really give you a head start on next year because the soil is still nice and warm. Traditionally, we get more rain, so that means less watering by you. And the plant will get established when you put it in the ground. I worked at a nursery for 22 years, and we sold probably a third of the shrubs in the fall and two-thirds in the spring. And people that planted in the fall, we had maybe a 5 or a 10% winter loss. So if they're on sale, I know they don't guarantee them, but any plant that loses its foliage should not be a problem, because most of the damage caused during the winter would be on broadleaf evergreens. And because the plant loses its foliage, like your fruit trees, then there's less dehydration possibilities.
Okay.
Now, the one thing the one thing that you want to do, John, is once you get them in, you're going to condition the soil, you know, with compost and whatever. You're going to make a circle of bark mulch around it so that when you mow, you're not going to bang into the trunk of the tree. And then you need to wrap the trunk of the tree for the first 3 or 4 years. And go to a hardware store, and you want to buy hardware cloth. And you want something that's going to be a couple of feet wide. And you're going to wrap the hardware cloth around the trunk of that tree. The holes are a quarter of an inch or a half an inch by half an inch. You weave them together so that you build like a tube, and that will keep the mice from eating the bark during the winter. Push it in the ground a little bit.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.